local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Good afternoon, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Joe. This is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Austin, of course, still running everything, running the board, managing everything, traffic, weather, and reading the news for us and getting us all caught up in on local, state, and national news. And, of course, we've got your March Madness update coming up here after the half-hour mark. It's 10 after the hour right now. Next traffic and weather update coming up in 5 minutes. Let's get started with the top three stories. What appears to be good news for the economy: the number of Americans who applied for unemployment benefits last week fell slightly from 210,000 the previous week down to 210,000. So shows surprisingly low levels of layoffs in the economy. Now, skeptics claim that the number of people in the workforce, though, has dropped dramatically, which doesn't show the full picture for the economy. Lawmakers have unveiled a $1.2 trillion spending bill ahead of the government shutdown deadline. That is tomorrow night at 11:59 p.m. Of course, both Republicans and Democrats are eager to pass the bill so they can head off for their two-week recess, and then when they come back, they can begin campaigning in what will probably be a contentious election. Our Senator Marco Rubio says it's full of earmarks. That's a problem I have with it. I think Maine Republican Susan Collins has done an extraordinary job. It could have been a lot worse, but, you know, it's always problematic because people around here are pigs, and they just can't help themselves and just fill it with a bunch of crap. And final of the top three stories, President Trump could see some of his New York assets seized if he does not meet Monday's deadline to pay the $464 million bond in his civil fraud case. Trump's Seven Springs golf course and his private estate in Westchester County are at risk after state attorneys entered judgments earlier this month. So we'll have to see what happens with that by Monday. Now, he has appealed it. We have to wait to hear what the appeals court says before Monday. Let's get some local headlines. Austin, what we got going on, some local headlines?
Well, for starters, last week, a Pensacola police officer was hurt in a crash on Bayou Boulevard. That happened when a vehicle crossed the road and smashed into a patrol car that was in the turning lane near Buffalo Wild Wings. The officer was taken to the hospital to have his leg checked out after the crash. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says the driver of the other vehicle's toxicology report hasn't come back yet. He says when DUI suspects are evaluated at a hospital, things are done differently, and sometimes it can take a while to get the results.
We're learning more about Escambia County's plan to put lifeguards on Perdido Key this year. So last year, there was a fatal drowning in April, and there was a few near-fatal drownings at Perdido Key. So they want to hire enough people to cover Pensacola Beach, the National Seashore, and Perdido Key without having to pull staff from anywhere else. Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore told News Radio earlier today they have plans to have three lifeguards working the four public beach accesses on the key.
Because the accesses are so limited and we don't have the entire stretch of the beach like we do at Pensacola Beach where we can just go up and down the beach in a truck, we do have enough vehicles at Pensacola Beach to take a vehicle and put it on the key. So we'll put three people, two in the lifeguard stand at access two, and then we'll put one in a truck roving from one, three, and four.
All right, there you go. So two in the lifeguard stand, basically one roving in order to try to cover the key. And at least you got somebody going on over right there. Hey, the Blues are back in town. What does that mean, Austin?
Well, it means that you're likely to see them in the skies above Pensacola as they practice for air show season. Blue Angels practice dates have been announced, with the first being next week. This year, the flight line viewing area behind the Naval Aviation Museum is also available again, and there is open bleacher seating for up to 500 people, and chairs can be rented for $6. The Blues practices begin at 10:30, and you can find a complete list of practice dates on our website at newsradio1620.com.
Here's kind of a neat story. Escambia County Animal Welfare officers were called to rescue an injured bald eagle this week. They say the bird hit a window at a home in Pinewood Lane. Now, initially the residents reported the incident as an injured hawk. Well, when they got there, it turns out it was a juvenile female. No word on the condition of the eagle, but wildlife officials said it's appearing to be alert after being taken to the Wildlife Sanctuary of Northwest Florida for veterinary care.
Oh, that's awesome. Impact 100 will be giving out $1.2 million in grants this year. The philanthropic women's organization announced yesterday that they have a new record of over 1,200 members this year. Each member donates $1,000 to fund the grants, which are then awarded to area nonprofit organizations in five areas. There's arts, culture and history, education, environment and recreation, family and health and wellness. So a lot being covered there. The organization is holding a free workshop for groups interested in applying for grant funding. That's going to be held on April 18th at the Brownsville Community Center.
And remember last week, Mobile announced their plans to build a new $300 million civic center. So now Escambia County leaders say they've been having discussions of their own over the future of the Pensacola Bay Center.
One second, that's my bad. I'll play that. Where is it? Is this it? Well, come on now.
We've had a couple of meetings reviewing some of the options that we have available to us. There's like three or four options. We're looking at something maybe in the middle that would increase revenue, increase seating capacity.
So that was County Administrator Wes Marino saying, look, it's not the Lamborghini plan for the Bay Center. It's not the Yugo plan either. It's the middle option. He says it could be funded with the tourist development tax dollars and keep Pensacola competitive. Frankly, the SBC tournament that we just had a couple weeks ago was one of the things that saved the Bay Center. They were talking about tearing it down a few years ago.
Really?
And then when they landed the SBC tournament, it kept it alive. Well, they only got 1 year left, I believe, of that contract. And unless it gets renewed, then it could be at risk again. But either way, it needs some fixing up. Let's get traffic and weather together on the fives, Austin.
Let's see. We do have multiple areas of note on the roads currently. Luckily, no accident reports, but just some congestion to look out for here and there. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound, trying to get onto I-10, you're going to have issues going both ways there, as we so often do. Pensacola Boulevard, if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, that's basically going to have you backed up to 9 Mile. So math tells me that's about a mile's worth of congestion. If you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway just past Creighton Road, maybe trying to get onto I-10 East, you're going to have some minor backups in that immediate vicinity. Same can be said if you're traveling either way on Olive Road, going either east or west towards Tippin Avenue. No confirmation of a traffic incident in that area, just some backups to keep an eye on. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive still has some minor congestion. And if you keep traveling in that direction, you're going to be on Sorrento Road traveling towards Blue Angel Parkway and come across a little bit more. Beyond that, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point still having some backups. Same if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, you're going to have the usual traffic issues there. Looking at our weather, it's a beautiful evening, 67 degrees, overcast, so the sun's not going to torch you, but it's not raining yet. It will be raining tonight, though, with lows in the 50s, and then Friday is going to just see more of that rainfall. It's worth it, though. As we get into Saturday, it's going to be a lot clearer skies with highs in the low 70s and chillier nights on both Saturday and Sunday. So it's going to be the perfect weekend for spring Floridian activity. Bobby?
Absolutely. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Joe right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. News Radio cares about the arts, and Pensacola Symphony Orchestra presents Symphonic Spectacular this Saturday, March 23rd. Tickets are available at PensacolaSymphony.com. Quick update here before we get into state headlines. Both of those two March Madness games underway right now, Austin. They're looking to have an upset on both of them. Number 11 seed Oregon has increased their lead to 12 points over number 6 seed South Carolina. And number 10 Nevada Wolfpack are leading the number 7 Dayton 51-39 right now with about 9 minutes left. The Oregon game only has less than a minute left, so that one's pretty much done.
Yeah.
But Nevada is also increasing their lead against Dayton, so it looks like we're going to have two more upsets right there in March Madness for the first day here. So we'll give you a full March Madness update coming up at the half-hour mark. Let's get some state headlines, Austin.
All righty, let's see. First up going on in the state of Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis has signed several bills aiming at improving health care and increasing the size of Florida's health workforce. The bills expand training programs, offer loans to encourage health business innovations, and create new teaching hospitals in the behavioral health field. DeSantis hopes that the bills will make it easier to institutionalize individuals with serious mental health problems, and the bills are part of the Live Healthy package, sponsored by Senate President Kathleen Pasadomo.
Yeah, Vice President Kamala Harris is going to be in Parkland Saturday, touring the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School campus before the building is demolished this summer. Gun control activist and father Fred Gutenberg says he wants Harris to see how the design of the school played a role in making the massacre even worse. He'll then show the vice president the new building with enhanced safety measures like bulletproof glass, recessed windows, and self-locking doors. Harris will also attend a roundtable with families who lost loved ones in the 2018 mass shooting.
And a proposal to lower Florida power and light utility bills is expected to get approval in less than 2 weeks. Members of the State Public Service Commission recommended approval of the request earlier today. If approved at the April 2nd meeting, customers would start noticing the impacts between May and December. Quite a wide window there. The move is in response to lower than expected fuel costs and is expected to save residents more than $660 million.
National headlines coming up for you here on next on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Joe on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time. With these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Glory be! Glory be! They hung him from the hanging tree. Strung him up for all to see. They done sent that sinner back home. Glory be! Glory be! They hung him from the hanging tree. Strung him up for all to see. They done sent that sinner back home.
Now with Joe and Austin, I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Joe as he's out today and tomorrow. If you'd like to weigh in on your thoughts on what's going on in the news, text us 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. We've got your full March Madness update coming up after our half-hour news right here on Pensacola Right Now, plus your top three stories coming up then as well. We've got some national stories for you, but first, let's get traffic and weather together on the fives with Austin.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Multiple spots of note on the roads here. We'll start with Pensacola Boulevard. Got some heavy backups there now. If you are traveling northbound on Pensacola towards 10 Mile Road, you're going to be backed up pretty heavily there. Also, if you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards North Palafox Street, we've got some backups developing in that area. No confirmation of an accident, though, luckily. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound trying to get onto I-10, we've got typical evening traffic giving you some pretty steady backups there. Same can be said for North Davis Highway traveling towards I-10 just past Creighton Road. Let's see. Looks like an accident may have happened here because out of nowhere on Lillian Highway, we got a lot of issues if you're traveling westbound towards Bower Road. Typically have some evening traffic issues in that area, but that is strangely severe, so be on the lookout for that. We'll let you know if we find out anything else. Traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, still looking backed up. And the last main area to note is Caroline Street. If you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, you're still going to have some minor issues there. Let's see, looking at the weather for tonight and for this weekend, it's 67 degrees in Pensacola, overcast, but as we get into tonight, those clouds are going to start talking with rain, I guess. I don't know. Slow chances of showers, but then tomorrow they're going to increase, and we're going to have a pretty sappy Friday, but that's no problem because the Saturday and Sunday stretch is going to be worth it. It's going to be a lot sunnier with far more beautiful weather, highs into low 70s, and chillier evenings. So that's what spring's all about. So enjoy it while you can because we're going to have it for, what, I don't know, 2 weeks? Oh, Bobby, that's back to you, by the way.
And then it's going to be summer.
Exactly.
Quick hit here on some of the national headlines. The Justice Department has announced a sweeping antitrust lawsuit against Apple, accusing the tech giant of engineering an illegal monopoly in smartphones that boxed out competitors, stifles innovation, and keeps prices artificially high. Yet it's still awesome. Israel-Palestinian update. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a major Israeli ground assault on the southern Gaza town of Rafah would be a mistake and unnecessary to defeating Hamas, underscoring the further souring of relationships between the United States and Israel. And Idaho police have arrested a member of a white supremacist prison gang. He escaped following an attack on corrections officers at a Boise hospital, with investigators looking into whether he and an accomplice committed two killings while on the run. And then back to one of our other things here, Russia-Ukraine war. Russia has fired more than two dozen missiles at Kyiv before dawn, attacking the Ukrainian capital for the very first time in 6 weeks and sending panicked residents flooding into the relative safety of the subway system in a scene reminiscent of the very first few weeks of the entire war. So kind of interesting one right there. Some other national news. Let's go over to Austin.
Let's see. We got an immigration riot taking place in El Paso, Texas today. Reports say the Texas National Guard was overwhelmed by illegal immigrants looking to storm border barriers earlier today. Video shows dozens of migrants fighting with soldiers, and the incident comes as border states struggle with the ongoing immigrant crisis. Also, the director of the Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport in Arkansas is dead after being shot by police when they were serving a warrant at his home. Police say 53-year-old Brian Malinowski was shot during an exchange of gunfire with ATF agents early Tuesday morning. No information has been released concerning the warrant, except that it was an open criminal investigation. An ATF agent allegedly shot by Malinowski during the confrontation is expected to recover, luckily. The director's older brother, Matthew Malinowski, says agents broke down the front door and shot the director with a high-caliber rifle. And also a former police officer, part of the Goon Squad of former officers who tortured two black men in Mississippi, is being sentenced to more than 27 years in prison. Federal prosecutors identified former Rankin County Deputy Brett McAlpin as the one calling the shots, calling him a mafia don in the group that violently attacked the two men. He apologized to the victims in court, but prosecutors also said he threatened to kill the other officers if they admitted to what happened. And lastly, here in our national headlines, the search continues for missing University of Missouri student Riley Strain. The 22-year-old vanished on March 8th after he was asked to leave Luke Bryan's bar in downtown Nashville. Search and rescue crews are focusing their efforts on the Cheatham Dam, which is about 40 miles downstream from Music City. Strain's bank card was found on the embankment near the Cumberland River last weekend.
It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Joe. And coming up here after our half-hour update, we're going to get your top three stories, and then we'll get you sports, including all the March Madness updates from the very first day of action. Quite a few upsets, actually, on the first day. So we'll let you know about that coming up here shortly. Also, if you'd like to weigh in, you can call or text 850-437-1620. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm John Saucier. The Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Cairo, Egypt, speaking with that country's foreign minister. Says they share concerns over the ongoing conflict on the Gaza Strip, especially about Israel's planned offensive against the city of Rafah.
There are more than a million people in Rafah, many of whom were displaced from other parts of Gaza. A major ground operation there would mean more civilian deaths. It would worsen the humanitarian crisis.
He'll be in Israel tomorrow. The Senate looking at the House passed the Laken and Riley Act that would require federal immigration authorities to detain illegal immigrants charged with theft or burglary till they're removed. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul talked about the bill's chances in the Senate on the Fox News channel.
I think it'll get unanimous Republican support, but we're one vote short. I think the Democrats will be either unanimous or nearly unanimously against this. They have voted in the past that they don't care.
America is listening to Fox News.
Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. It's official. The Justice Department, together with 16 states and the District of Columbia, has sued Apple, saying its iPhone ecosystem is a monopoly that drove its astronomical valuation at the expense of consumers, developers, and rival smartphone makers. In the suit, Justice claims the tech giant has violated antitrust laws with practices intended to keep customers reliant on iPhones and less likely to switch to a competing device. Apple disagrees with the allegations plans to fight the charges. Apple shares today slid 4.1%. Southwest Airlines says the union covering nearly 18,000 ramp operations, provisioning, and cargo agents has ratified a new 5-year collective bargaining agreement. The carrier said the new labor contract includes pay increases, a bonus, and investments toward company-paid maternity and parental leaves. Stocks rose again today. The major indexes notching fresh closing highs for a second straight session. The S&P up 16. The Dow Industrials leaped 269. That's Your Money Now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by LL Flooring. LL Flooring, every step covered. The NCAA tournament is underway. This year, I have Greg McDermott's Creighton team making it to the Final Four, where they'll lose to Reed Shepard and the Kentucky Wildcats. However, John Calipari won't win a second national championship trophy because UConn will take down Arizona in the Final Four and then defeat Kentucky in the championship game. And back-to-back titles for the Huskies will make Danny Hurley the new face of college basketball. I'm Zach Gelb.
At LL Flooring, we've been a trusted partner to pros for over 30 years. With over 400 nationwide warehouses full of in-stock, job-ready inventory, you'll get what you need. And our exclusive pro pricing means that pros never pay retail. Because at LL Flooring, all we do is floors, so we're going to do it right. Sign up for a free pro account today to start getting pro benefits. LL Flooring, every step covered.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhong's optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
News Radio Pensacola, your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Twas in another lifetime, one of toil and blood. When blackness was
Pensacola
a virtue.
Right now with Joe and Austin. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Joe as he's out today. Let's go over to Austin for traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Let's see what we got here on the roads. Let's see. We are kind of getting to a point to where we're seeing some of the issues we were dealing with earlier die down. That's most notably visible on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Also, still have a little bit of issues in the immediate vicinity of Oriole Beach and Tiger Point if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway, but that appears to be dying down slowly but surely as well. Where you're going to see the most issues, though, is if you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway, just past Creighton Road towards I-10. Going either north or south on Pine Forest, that's if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound trying to get onto I-10. Still have some issues as well if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards 10 Mile Road. Outside of that, the last main spot where you're going to have some problems is if you're traveling westbound on U.S. Highway 98. This is going to be if you're traveling towards Highway 298 or Lillian Highway, Bobby. Actually, I've got the weather as well. My bad.
Yeah.
Let's see. 67 degrees here in Pensacola. Overcast skies going to result in some slight showers here as we get on into tonight. And then Friday, we're going to have the chances of rain greatly increase and maybe make your Friday a little bit sappy. But don't worry, the weekend will do more than make up for it. It's going to be beautiful skies with highs in the low 70s. And then on Saturday and Sunday night, going to be a bit chillier. All right, Bobby, there you go.
All right. Top three stories here, and then we'll get into your sports update, including the March Madness. The economy had 2,000 fewer unemployment claims this week compared to the previous week in what appears to be surprisingly low levels of layoffs in the economy. Now, skeptics claim that the number of people in the workforce has dropped, though, so we don't get a full picture of what's going on. Lawmakers have unveiled a $1.2 trillion spending bill ahead of a government shutdown deadline that is tomorrow at 11:59 p.m. Both Republicans and Democrats want to pass the bill so they can go on their two-week recess. So they'll probably end up getting something done. And President Trump could see some of his New York assets seized if he doesn't meet the bond, the $464 million bond in his civil fraud case by Monday. So we'll have to see what happens with that. Over in sports, of course, today is the first official day of March Madness. We had the first four games, of course, but today's like the big tournament day. And we already got a bunch of upsets. Now, I mentioned earlier, Nevada was looking to upset number 7 Dayton. Nevada's 10 seed, Dayton's a 7 seed, and they were increasing their lead the last we checked. Well, now with 2 minutes and 45 seconds left, they're only lead by 1 point. So Dayton has been able to come back in this one and making that one a close one. Now, earlier we did have some upsets. Number 9 seed Michigan State beat number 8 seed Mississippi State 69-51. BYU, number 6 seed, lost to number 11 seed Duquesne, 71-67. And the other upset was number 11 Oregon beating 6 seed South Carolina, 87-73. The other ones all went chalk. North Carolina beat Wagner. Illinois beat Morehead State. Creighton beat Akron. And Arizona beat Long Beach State. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, we get the tip-off between number 10 seed Colorado State and number 7 seed Texas. That game's going to be on TNT. Then at 6:10 our time, we'll have Kentucky playing Oakland on CBS. And then later next hour, we've also got on TBS, McNeese playing Gonzaga on TBS. And on True TV, South Dakota State will be playing Iowa State. So lots of games still coming up. And of course, those are just the next round of games. There's even later games on in the 8 o'clock hour, that tip off as well. Austin, what else we got going on in sports besides just men's March Madness basketball?
Well, we'll start with women's March Madness. We've got the other half of the women's first four tonight. Last night, Presbyterian beat Sacred Heart 49-42. Vandy beat Columbia 72-68. So two relatively competitive games there. But the other half tips off in about 20 minutes. We've got 11 seeds Arizona and Auburn getting underway. That's going to be followed by 16 seeds UT Martin and Holy Cross at 8. You're going to be able to catch both of those games on ESPN2. And then some headlining news coming out of women's basketball today. Miami Hurricanes head coach Katie Meyer is retiring after 19 seasons. In her time with the Canes, she led them to 10 appearances in the NCAA tournament and amassed a 362-208 record. She will continue to work with the university, though, so she's not calling it quits entirely. She's going to serve as a special advisor and ambassador for the athletic department, so congrats to her. And obviously, I know the basketball news can get a bit repetitive, especially today and tomorrow with all these games going on. But that's okay. We do have some non-basketball headlines here. For starters, the Padres got revenge on the Dodgers this morning, or at least early this morning on our time, winning their rematch in the Seoul Series, 15-11, Seoul being in South Korea. And then in the NHL tonight, we've got the Kraken at the Golden Knights. You can catch that on at 9:30 on ESPN. The Golden Knights, of course, being the defending champs, and the Kraken being the youngest team in the NHL. So pretty high-profile matchup there, Bobby.
Yeah, absolutely. Got your next traffic and weather update coming up in 3 minutes. This is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Some local headlines here for you. Last week, a Pensacola police officer was hurt in a crash over on Bayou Boulevard. It happened when a vehicle crossed the road and smashed into the patrol car that was in the turning lane near Buffalo Wild Wings. The officer was taken to the hospital to have his leg checked out after the crash. PPD spokesperson Mike Woods says the driver of the other vehicle's toxicology report hasn't come back yet. He says DUI suspects are evaluated at a hospital and things are done differently and whenever they're done there, and sometimes it can take a while to get the results, so we're still waiting to hear from that.
And we're learning more about Escambia County's plans to put lifeguards on Perdido Key this year. Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore tells News Radio they plan to have 3 lifeguards working the 4 public beach accesses on the key.
The accesses are so limited, and we don't have the entire stretch of the beach like we do at Pensacola Beach, where we can just go up and down the beach in a truck. We do have enough vehicles at Pensacola Beach to take a vehicle and put it on the key. So we'll put three people, two in the lifeguard stand at access two, and then we'll put one in a truck roving from one, three, and four.
Yes, as for the staffing levels, Gilmore says they're hoping to hire enough people to cover Pensacola Beach, the National Seashore, and Perdido Key without having to pull staff from anywhere else. The plan to add guards on Perdido Key has been in motion since a fatal drowning incident from last April.
The Blues are back in town. That means you're likely to see them in the skies above Pensacola, and of course they practice for the airshore season. Blue Angels practice dates have been announced, with the first being next week. This year, the flight line viewing area behind the Naval Aviation Museum is also available again. There's an open bleacher seating for up to 500 people, and chairs can be rented for $6. The Blues practice begins at 10:30 a.m. For a complete list of practice dates, you can check out our website, newsradio923.com.
And Escambia County Animal Welfare Officers, excuse me, were called to rescue an injured bald eagle this week. Officers say the bird hit a window at a home on Pinewood Lane. Initially, residents reported the incident as an injured hawk. It was the eagle turned out to be a juvenile female, which maybe explains the misconception there. Responding officers took the bird to the Wildlife Sanctuary of Northwest Florida for veterinary care. There's no word on the eagle's current condition, but wildlife officers say it appeared more alert after being taken to the sanctuary.
Let's go and get traffic and weather together on the fives, Austin.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. I'm losing track of time. Forgive me. Let's see. If we are traveling westbound on Highway 98, that's going to be if you're traveling towards Lillian Highway. We still have some minor backups in that area. Never any confirmation of an accident, though, luckily. We do have an accident report on I-10, or the ramp that turns into it's I-110 north turning into I-10 west. No backups there being reported yet at this time. But you are going to have some backups on Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Some on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile. Also have some backups on North Davis Highway if you're traveling towards Olive Road. Gulf Breeze Parkway also has a little bit still if you are traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, it's the high 60s here in Pensacola, overcast evening. As we get into tonight, we're going to have a slight chance of showers that's going to be followed by a pretty rainy Friday, but the weekend's going to do more than make up for it. We've got some beautiful skies, highs in the low 70s, and chillier evenings on both Saturday and Sunday. Bobby?
It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Joe on News Radio 92.3 in your health, business, and science headlines. The fast food chain Sonic is offering a new treat in celebration of next month's solar eclipse. The company has planned to introduce their blackout slush float next Monday. They describe the drink as a black-colored slush. I'm sure that's going to do wonders on your mouth. That mixes dragon fruit and cotton candy flavors. It's topped with whipped cream and sprinkles and comes with a free pair of eclipse glasses, according to the restaurant officials. So, if anything, go get the eclipse glasses. It sounds kind of cool.
Yeah. And there's now nearly $2 billion up for grabs in America's two biggest lotteries. Nobody won the grand prize in last night's Powerball drawing, so the jackpot jumps to an estimated $750 million for Saturday's drawing. The Mega Millions jackpot, meanwhile, is teetering at $1 billion and will be worth an estimated $977 million when the numbers are drawn this Friday night.
Sheesh. More viewers are turning on streaming services for entertainment, news, and sports. According to the new Nielsen report called The Gauge, February streaming viewership was at its highest in 6 months. It found that over a third of all TV viewership is on streaming platforms now, as compared to just 27% on cable and 23% on broadcast TV. The 37% share of streaming service watchers is the highest since August 2023.
And scientists have reportedly uncovered the remains of the largest river dolphin found on Earth. The creature's fossilized skull was found in the Amazon in Peru back in 2018, but scientists announced the discovery on Wednesday. Officials say the new species belongs to a group of dolphins that were commonly found in the world's oceans 16 to 24 million years ago. The skull has a long snout, well-developed forehead area, and large teeth. Scientists believe these dolphins were almost completely blind and had to use echolocation to navigate their way through the muddy waters.
Coming up here next on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, except I'm Bobby filling in for Joe. We've got your pop culture news as well as some weird, wacky headlines and some good news as well. Some of these new stories pertaining to George Harrison and Eric Clapton. We also have some a story pertaining to a California pastor. So you want to stick around for all these stories coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience, a desire for a career that is fun, exciting while working with local and regional businesses, and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com. ADX Communication is an equal opportunity employer.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
With Joe and Austin, but I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Joe right here on News Radio 92.3. We just got the final score update. Dayton was able to come from behind. They were behind by double digits in the second half to number 10 seed Nevada. They were able to come from behind, and they just won the game 63-60. So a very exciting one right there in the March Madness update. As we've seen, actually, quite a few upsets today so far. Seeing a lot of upsets on the first day. And an upset, of course, is just simply one seed has a lower, if it's a lower seed beats a higher seed, doesn't necessarily, especially when it's like 8-9 seed, it's like, yeah, they're so close, like, come on. But usually, yeah, if you get an 11 seed beating a 6 seed, like we saw earlier today with Duquesne beating BYU, that's usually a pretty significant win right there.
Oh, for real.
And this Nevada versus Dayton would have been a pretty big win for them. Oregon defeating South Carolina 87-73 earlier today, so that was a big one as well. So a lot of upsets going on with the March Madness. We'll continue giving you score updates here. We got the tip-off coming up. Actually, just started the tip-off between Colorado State and Texas. So that's on TNT. And a few more games tipping off later this hour as well. We'll continue giving those updates throughout the day. It's 66 degrees here, going to be a low tonight, maybe around 59, 60 degrees, somewhere around there, and then a warm up tomorrow to be about the same as it was today, except chance of thunderstorms tomorrow and windy as well. When it comes to pop culture news, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are reportedly living separately after speculation that their engagement is over. According to U.S. Weekly, an insider, I don't really care. let's move on to the next story.
Oh, come on. A woman who
is... It's a more celebrity goss. Well, I don't care about celebrity goss.
But that's what the people care about. It's not about us.
I let the people know. The dudes out there who think they have a chance with Megan Fox... You might have a chance.
Yeah, okay. There you go. That's the real steal of the story.
That's the news that people want to know.
Speaking of men just fiending for women, a woman who inspired love songs by Eric Clapton and then husband George Harrison has put love letters from Clapton up for auction. Patty Boyd was married to Harrison from 66 to 77 and was the inspiration for the Beatles' Harrison-penned song, Something. Clapton, who fervently tried to entice Boyd away from Harrison, wrote Layla and Wonderful Tonight for her. In a New York Times interview, Boyd revealed that the content of some of Clapton's love letters, including a 71 letter that said, "If you don't want me, please break the spell that binds me," the love letters are among 111 lots in the Patti Boyd collection that have been up for auction on Christie's. The online auction, rather, ends early Friday. I need to look up what Patti Boyd looks like, because it seems like she had Eric Clapton played the fool there. Let me see what we got.
Well, the thing is, it's not just obviously it's not just looks, because these guys could get anybody they wanted to. I mean,
but she did have
the looks. Anybody they wanted. So the fact that both these dudes are like fighting for Patti Boyd is like, man, she must have been something else for both of them to be clamoring over her, and I guess she was married 3 times. I didn't realize that. I didn't even realize that Patti Boyd was still alive. She's still alive.
I don't even know who she is. I know she's the man I know she's the woman who stole Eric Clapton's heart. That much is for sure.
There you go. Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get in one more quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. As I said earlier, this is around the time in the evening that a lot of the traffic starts to die down, luckily. Let's see. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road, we still have some minor congestion if you're traveling towards 9 Mile. And if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest, coming from 9 Mile, trying to get onto I-10, you're going to have some issues there as well. Traveling westbound on 9 Mile towards Palafox Street has some backups currently. And let's see, Kimstrand Road near Bland Road, going both north and south. That's got some issues as well. That Kimstrand Road is right off of 9 Mile. So that area has some multiple spots of note. If you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, we still got some very minor issues there. Outside of that, though, it doesn't appear like there's going to be much that's going to hold you up for too long. And as for the weather, Bobby said it just a few minutes ago. It's mid to high 60s right now. Overcast skies, going to have some rain tonight into tomorrow, but the weekend is going to be beautiful, Bobby.
Yeah, a couple of texts going on here. We were talking about how Escambia County now is looking to update Pensacola Bay Center with tourism tax dollars. Text here. But Bobby, I thought tourist tax dollars should only be used for giant flags at city government buildings.
Yeah.
That's probably true. It's definitely not used for cybersecurity, apparently. Oops. Here's another one that says, "So you're saying I got a chance when it comes to Megan Fox?" I'm saying, hey, she's single.
Yeah.
Or possibly single. Then yes, you got a chance.
Your chances aren't good, but you do have a chance.
Exactly. It doesn't mean it's a good chance, but you got a chance.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. In wacky and weird headlines, a California pastor is behind bars in connection with an alleged $40,000 murder for hire plot. Let me repeat that. A California pastor is behind bars for a $40,000 murder for hire plot. Riverside police say the pastor at the church of Victorville, paid several suspects thousands of dollars to kill a man his daughter was romantically involved with. Oh, well, now it makes sense.
Yeah.
The victim was shot several times. In October of last year, the victim was able to drive himself to a hospital and has survived.
Thank goodness. I mean, my goodness, shot several times. Wow. A New York woman known as the Hot Dog Hooker has been arrested again. Sometimes it's the people you least expect. Catherine Scalia first made headlines in 2012 when she used a hot dog truck as a front for selling sex, which is how she got the nickname the Hot Dog Hooker. Now, Scalia has been hit with stalking charge, or it's probably Scalia, has been hit with stalking charges, accused of repeatedly harassing a man at his East Rockaway office and his home, exposing herself and shouting anti-Semitic remarks for whatever reason. Scalia, who's now 57, also made news in 2016 for posting a yard sign offering, you guessed it, nude lap dances on a swing.
Well, this is just really gross.
Yeah.
A skier at Mammoth Mountain, California, miscalculated how a wild coyote would react to his offer of friendship. A video posted to the Mammoth subreddit shows that the man extended his hand to the wild canine in the parking lot. The animal bit the man's hand, so now he has to go get rabies shots because he's an idiot.
Yep. Well,
they should be called idiot shots at that point. I need a rabies shot. Oh, what happened? Did something attack? Yes, it attacked me. I tried to pet it. Oh, no, you need our idiot shot. My bad.
Exactly. So, yeah. And that's just a smack in the face, probably. Some quick good news here. Quavo is looking to give back to the Atlanta community and reduce gun violence. On Wednesday, the rapper announced the Spark Grants Initiative. That's going to give $10,000 to 10 different Atlanta-focused organizations. The grant program is in partnership with his Rocket Foundation, which Quavo founded in 2022 after his nephew Takeoff, both of which were members of rap group Migos, was shot and killed. Quavo says Spark Grants are meant to honor Takeoff and the countless families that have been affected by gun violence. So good for him there.
Yeah, absolutely. Finally, last year, a Massachusetts resident and his family were going through the personal effects of their deceased grandfather and happened to come across a very large collection of valuable Asian artworks. The family contacted the FBI Art Crimes Unit to report the pieces in hopes of preserving such delicate pieces of history. So there you go. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. I'm Bobby, filling in for Joe today. And if you would like to weigh in on any of the news, give us a call or text, 850-437-1620. Coming up next hour, we'll go through your top three stories, your local headlines, and of course, we'll continue giving you your March Madness updates right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.